We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And what I liked about Dan Quinn, sure, he's good. You know, Dan Quinn is in Baton Rouge to watch Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, all these Tigers that are such good players. He's there, and he should be. But you know what Dan Quinn's most excited about? It's not number two pick. It's not the draft. It's not free agency. It's about getting the guys in the building. Here's my conversation yesterday with Dan Quinn.
Appreciate Commanders head coach Dan Quinn taking time for us. It's been a whirlwind since you got to Washington.
Yeah.
How do you feel like you've got this thing situated now as you maybe kind of shift your focus to the draft?
Yeah, I think it's been about 50 days or so, you know, since I got the job. And so each of those days just trying to move forward and keep trying to improve and get better on the team. First part was looking at the club, you know, where we thought, you know, we wanted to add some guys. And that part through free agency went well. And now really the shift goes to the draft from the off the field. But what I'm actually most excited about is the players returning for the off-season program next week. And so getting a chance to be around them and develop that connection together, that lights me up in a big way.
As I've asked people around the league, you're known for your energy and your passion. How do you get that going in March, April, and keep that going through December?
I think more than anything, like, it's the competition. And like, that'll really be the central theme of what we're about. And it's players to players, coaches to coaches, coaches, players, like that connection, that competition, that's really what it's about. And so that competition kind of like, can we do it better? Can we dig for it? Can we find an edge? And so that doing that together with the players, like, we're really excited about that.
If you look at kind of the volume of signings in free agency, it was clear that you guys thought you needed an overhaul. How far in that process do you think you are in the recalibration?
Yeah, I think like every team, it's that mesh, right, that takes place between the draft picks that you add, the current players that are there. And so now that all of these guys who are here are Commanders, now we move forward, you know, in terms of the next, you know, stage in this with the process of the offseason program and putting in some scheme and more than anything, like, putting in our connection, you know, and the energy that it takes to do that. So we're excited to do that. I know they're like new teammates, those relationships, that chemistry, being together, that's a big piece of this. And so I'm excited they get some time together before we even add another crew in, you know, with the rookies, you know, after the draft.
It's been well televised. You guys have been on the road at Pro Days, yep. USC and Michigan, and then LSU, Carolina coming up. What are you looking for at these Pro Days? Just kind of all of the players, but particularly the quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I think at every one, like, it's good to remind yourself, like, the work for the guys has already been done. That's the video, that's the tape, you know. And so in these interactions, I'd really like to get to know the man before the ball player. The ball player, that's everything on tape, and that's what we've seen. So honestly, the interactions there with them, with their teammates, it's in a different environment. You can imagine at a combine, everybody's tight. You get these little 15-minute windows. Everybody's nervous to what to say. And so it's in a more relaxed setting. You probably get a better sense of who they are and around their teammates. So that's what I'm looking for into that spot. The workouts help, but as important as anything, is this the right person to work with and would we jive together?
And over the course of your time in the NFL, how has the quarterback position evolved or changed? And how do you have to react for that looking ahead?
I think it's one of the cool parts about our game, you know, like from when I came into the league, you know, over 20 years ago to, you know, what it is today, it's a lot different. There's a lot more space. There's a lot more shotgun. There's things that are different, and it'll be different in another, you know, 20 years when we have this discussion. But what's cool is, like, it's always changing and evolving. And so the quarterback position has changed. There's more moving. There's more scrambling. There's more mobile quarterbacks. And I think that's, you've seen that in high school. You see it in college. You see it in our game some more. So having ability to move in and out of the pocket, that's a big deal. And the best of the best keep evolving. And that's what's fun about it.
as a defensive coach, how much harder is it when that quarterback can move well, especially?
Yep. I think we're probably talking about is the extended plays.
Sure.
You know, like this is the first play. He gets out of the pocket. Now second play begins. And so when a quarterback and an offense are really good at extending plays, now you have to defend 4 seconds, 5 seconds, and longer and longer. That's when it can get really challenging. So you have to practice those, you know, when you on offense to make sure you can extend plays and everybody's on in sync with that. But yeah, it's a big piece of a mobile quarterback being able to create an on the run, throw, run, you know, be that option.
There's going to be reports throughout this about who you guys like at number two. Do you even have a draft board put together yet?
No, that's so funny that people say there's no state secrets going on today. But I would say it's been fun to be part of Adam's process. We're nowhere near done. So for anybody who thinks they are absolutely missing it because we're not. So we got a lot of work to do, but it's been fun going through that process together and knowing that when we get there, not just at quarterback, but at all the spots, like we've got a number of good picks. So I'm as lit up about two as I am about the two picks in the second round,
sure,
into the third round and on, knowing that a lot of these guys will be, you know, have impact plays for us for years to come.
Recalibration generally takes a little bit of time, and then you juxtapose that with what Houston did last year, turning it all right around right away. How do you go into a season like this and before you even have your full roster and try to determine expectations?
I don't. Honestly, I just want to see like how good we can get right away and at all spots. And I think that's why the competition is really the central theme in what we're doing. We're going to try to find an edge in just about everything that we're doing. I think I've been on the job about 50 days. And so in those 50 days, I hope I've done something to try to push the program forward, whether it's on the field, off the field, roster, relationship, scheme, any of that. And so you just keep stacking those things and all these small gains will add up. But it's as important to get this team connected as we can.
Just two more quick ones. I know you're busy. Do you want to tell me which quarterback you like?
After you tell me which one you like.
I like Jade.
All right. Well, I'm not going to tell you mine.
Fair
enough. Just kidding. Honestly, we're still going through the whole process.
Sure.
And you know what's cool? This is a really good crew of guys, you know, that we're getting a chance to evaluate at quarterback and then some other spots as well. So we're fortunate that we're going to be in a spot at a number of rounds. There's going to be some really good players for us. But to say where we're at yet, we just that'd be inaccurate to give that.
And to your earlier point, 36 and 40 for a recalibrating team are vital.
Yeah.
My last one, you went to Salisbury.
Yep.
About 20 minutes to Ocean City.
That's right.
How much fun in college was being 20 minutes from Ocean City?
Yeah, it was a cool spot to go to school. And it was good for summer jobs, too, and all that to go.
Did you work at
any
of those beach
bars
or anything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where at?
So did a lot of bouncing down at different days, different spots. And so,
Fakers?
Oh, yeah. All that, they were there. And Secrets was there even back then. But it was an absolute blast, you know, going to college there and meeting a lot of lifelong friends.
I would not. If you were the bouncer, I would have behaved.
They didn't.
I bet. All right, Dan, thanks very much, man.
All right, you got
appreciate it.
JP wouldn't have behaved because I've seen him when he gets into the clubs and acts a certain way.
Not if that dude was bouncing.
He probably would have had to throw you out of the thing.
I actually said this on television. I don't believe I've ever been thrown out of an Ocean City bar. Dewey Beach might be a different story, but Ocean City, I think.
But you've been thrown out of bars.
In life?
Yeah.
On the planet?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So have you?
No, I've never been thrown out of a bar. Never.
You never got into a fist fight?
I was never thrown out of a bar.
They just let you stay?
I wait till they got outside and then I got them.
Landfill.
So I fight inside the bar.
The lesson, as always, Landfill, is it's good to be B-Mitch. For a split second, I thought he was going to tell me what quarterback he liked.
I never thought he would.
You know what I like the most with Dan Quinn?
What's that?
He is the coach of the football team. And you know what he's most excited to do?
Coach the football team?
Coach the football team.
Yeah. He's not trying to be something that he's not equipped for or what he doesn't know how to do.
And
we've seen that.
He's also not given that opportunity. But as much as we've made everything about, yo, Dan is finally gone, Josh is here, new day, that's all accurate. But it's also like, I think certainly by the end of last season, it was pretty damn obvious that the coaching was subpar. It's entirely possible the coaching will just be better. And maybe guys can play better. We don't know what that will look like. But I think that's exciting. And, dude, repeatedly in my conversation with him there, he referenced Adam's board. Like, we have to see what Adam wants to do. Like, the separation of church and state, the separation of football ops and personnel is so clear. It's just so refreshing to hear.
It has to be.
And not like, that they're not collaborative, but it right.
They can be collaborative, but you got to have different people having different jobs and people keeping everybody accountable, holding everybody accountable. When you think about it, I remember having this conversation with John where he said, people hire one guy to do everything. Who the hell watching that guy? So you need somebody watching everybody to make sure everybody's going to be doing their job properly. When you look at a line, like what's it called, a simulation line, like at a car dealership.
Right.
Everybody does something, and you have to finish yours before I can do mine. You need to have that in football as well. We didn't have that the last 4 years. We had one guy making every decision. And was he equipped to do all of them? No, not everything he was doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.